听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hi, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English at the Mall. I'm so glad you're here to join us today. We're talking about daily habits. And if you remember, I always take my dog Howdy for a walk. That's a good habit. But not all habits are good habits. Some habits are bad habits.And then we should try to change them, because we don't want too many bad habits, do we? I don't think so. Anyway, today we're going to find out about Tom and his bad habit. Here's the find it question. Listen for it. What habit is Tom trying to change? What habit is Tom trying to change?Listen and find out.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Information Desk. I'm Christina. 培养一个好习惯不是一件容易的事，但是要改掉一种习惯更是不简单。等一下来听 Tom 想要做什么样的改变。And here are some key words for you. Law, 法律 law. 开车一定要看红绿灯。That's the law. Smoke, 抽烟 smoke. 如果有人在室内抽烟，而你想请他到外面抽，你可以跟他说 Could you please smoke outside? Public, 公共的或公开的 public. 例如 public school, 公立学校，或者是 public library, 公共图书馆。Quit, 戒掉或停止 quit.虽然戒烟不容易，但是 you must try to quit. Break, 改掉，持续某一段时间的状况或终止。Break. Julie 时常吃零食不吃正餐。She needs to break the habit of eating junk food. Improve, 进步或改善。Improve. 例如这次考试的分数比上次进步。You have improved a lot. Okay, let's go find out what our friends are talking about today.
Conversation A.
Girls, have you heard the news?
What, Tom?
The mall is going to be smoke-free.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes, the city has a new law.
I've heard about it. People can't smoke in public places starting next week. That's great. Smoking is such a bad habit.
Not only that, it's terrible for your health.
Hi, friends. I'm Andrea. Tom, it's good to see you here again, too.
Well, of course, it's always nice to be here. Friends, I'm glad you are here. And, you know, I was also in today's conversation. I'm talking with Pam, and I have some pretty exciting news. Do you remember what my news is?
Tom, you had exciting news. Why don't you tell us again what the exciting news is?
Okay, here's the exciting news. The mall is going to be smoke-free. That's right. You are not going to be able to smoke anymore in this mall.
Yes, that is exciting news. The mall is going to be smoke-free. The city has a new law.And I think this is a great law. Well, friends, let's look at this keyword law together. Now, a law is something that you must do or you must listen to. Countries have laws and cities have laws. Laws help keep everyone safe.
That's right. Laws are kind of like rules laws do help everyone to stay safe. And you can have different kinds of laws. Each city has their own laws. Those are the city laws. And of course, if you drive a car or a motorcycle, then you have to follow the laws. You have to follow the traffic laws.
Well, we learned a little bit more about this new law. Pam says that people can't smoke in public places. So we learned a little more about this law. If we're going to have a smoke-free mall, then people can't smoke at the mall because the mall is a public place. Well, let's look at this verb, smoke. When you smoke, you are putting something bad into your body. When you smoke, you usually have a short white stick that we call a cigarette. You put fire at the end of that stick and then smoke goes in and out of your body.
And many people like to smoke. It's a habit for many people. But there's a new law that says people cannot smoke in public places. There are some places that you can smoke, but not in public places.
And what is a public place? Well, let's look at this key word together. Public. Now, if something is public, that means it's a place where anyone can be or it's something that anyone can use. The mall is a public place, isn't it, Tom?
It is. The mall is a public place. A lot of people come to the mall, but you should not smoke at the mall. Now, another public place might be a library. A public library is a library that everybody can come to and read books or check out books. That is a public library.
Or a park. Our city has many parks. A park is a public place. Anyone can go there. Well, friends, let's review our keywords together now. The first one is law. Law. The law says dogs cannot come into this park.
Smoke. Smoke. Please don't smoke in here. Go outside.
Public. Public. This is a public building. Anyone can go in. And we can all keep learning with Conversation B.
Conversation B.
My uncle used to smoke. He smoked for many years.
Used to? So he doesn't smoke now?
No. He used to smoke 2 or 3 packs a day, but then he quit.
Good for him. I'm sure quitting wasn't easy for him.
Breaking a bad habit never is.
That is so true. I'm trying to change some of my habits, and it's hard.
What habits are you trying to change?
Well, I'm sure you're wondering what habits I'm trying to change, friends, but I'll tell you that in a minute. Right now, I want to talk about smoking, or actually, I want to talk about Pam's uncle. He used to smoke. That means he doesn't smoke anymore. He used to, but why doesn't he smoke anymore?
Well, because he quit. And I'm glad he quit. Pam told us that he used to smoke 2 or 3 packs a day. So he smoked a lot. Smoking is a bad habit. I'm glad he quit.
That's right. I'm glad he quit too. You know, it's not easy to stop smoking. If you smoke, it's not easy to stop. It's not easy to quit. But sometimes quitting can be a good thing. Let's talk about this key word, quit. Say it again, quit. If you quit something, that means you stop it or you stop doing it. Sometimes quitting is a bad thing, like if you quit when you are doing your homework, you should keep going and try your best. But sometimes quitting is a good thing. If you're smoking, you should probably try to quit smoking.
That is true. As we talk about daily habits, sometimes we want to quit different daily habits to try something new. Well, let's try to use this verb in a sentence. Carrie quit complaining so much. She tries to look at the good things in life.
Brandon didn't like the people that he worked with, and so he quit his job and got a new job. And friends, we find out that Pam's uncle quit smoking, but it's not easy to break a bad habit. Let's look at this key word, break. Break. When you break a habit, that means you stop that habit.
Right. When you break a habit, you stop it or you quit that habit. But breaking a bad habit is not easy. Sometimes it's a good idea to have your friends help you break a bad habit.
That's true. And I am trying to change one of my habits. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But right now, let's review these key words. The first one, quit. Quit. Alex is trying to eat healthy food now. He quit eating desserts.
Break. Break. Jason is trying to break his habit of putting things off. I'm sure that Jason can break that habit.
Well, friends, it's not time to take a break right now. Let's continue with conversation C.
Conversation C.
Well, I'm trying to be on time more often. Jack really doesn't like it when I'm late.
You are late a lot.
I know, but I'm trying to change.
I'm trying to change some of my habits, too.
Like what?
Well, I spend too much money.
But you're improving. You don't spend as much money as you used to.
That's true.
Well, friends, we found the answer to today's Find It question. The question is, what habit is Tom trying to change? What habit is Tom trying to change? Well, we found out that Tom is trying to be on time more often. Well, Tom, I'm proud of you. I think that this is a good habit to work on, to try to improve.
Well, it's true. Jack doesn't like it when I'm late, and I'm late often, so I'm trying to change that habit. And friends, I'm glad that you are paying so much attention to my life. I'm even a Find It question.
Yes, you are. And you can do it, Tom. You can improve. You can not be late. Well, let's look at our keyword here. It is improve. Now, when you improve something, that means you get better. Friends, you join us at the mall here every day to improve your English. The more you practice, the more your language will improve.
The more you practice, the more your language will improve. That's right. Friends, tell somebody else that today. Somebody who is trying hard to improve their language skills or improve in their English. And it's not easy to improve in a language. You have to keep trying and practice hard to improve.
And as we're talking about habits, good habits and bad habits, we can always think of ways that we can improve. Well, let's review this keyword now. Reviewing will help you improve. 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 Nina's health is improving. She is exercising every day. Well, let's take a break and then we'll be right back.
There you are. Welcome back to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. I hope you're having a good time finding out about daily habits, good ones and bad ones. Well, why don't we review today's lesson one more time? It's a good habit.
Girls, have you heard the news?
What, Tom?
The mall is going to be smoke-free.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes, the city has a new law.
I've heard about it. people can't smoke in public places starting next week.
That's great. Smoking is such a bad habit.
Not only that, it's terrible for your health.
My uncle used to smoke. He smoked for many years.
Used to? So he doesn't smoke now?
No. He used to smoke 2 or 3 packs a day, but then he quit.
Good for him. I'm sure quitting wasn't easy for him.
Breaking a bad habit never is.
That is so true. I'm trying to change some of my habits, and it's hard.
What habits are you trying to change?
Well, I'm trying to be on time more often. Jack really doesn't like it when I'm late.
You are late a lot.
I know, but I'm trying to change.
I'm trying to change some of my habits, too.
Like what?
Well, I spend too much money.
But you're improving. You don't spend as much money as you used to.
That's true.
Hello, welcome back to the Information Desk. 今天他们三个人聊了很多关于生活习惯的问题。习惯这个字是 habit。另外有一个字有点像，大家在记的时候常常会搞错，就是 hobby, H-O-B-B-Y, hobby. Hobby 是嗜好。你可以问人家说 What are your hobbies? 自我介绍的时候也常常会介绍到自己的 hobby。所以 habit 是习惯，不要记错了。对于今天的主题 habit, 我们来学几个实用的片语。我们常说养成习惯。这个养成习惯英文要怎么说呢？英文可以说 to form a habit, 或者是 to get into a habit of doing something. 比如说养成一个好习惯并不容易，可以说 it's not easy to form a good habit. 或者是 Jesse 养成了用英语思考的习惯， Jesse got into the habit of thinking in English.这样子英文会变得很厉害哦。要戒掉或者是改掉坏习惯，英文的说法是 break the habit of something, 或者是 change a bad habit. 比如说你的朋友 John 想试着戒烟，可以说 John is trying to break the habit of smoking. 那如果你2010年的新希望是改掉所有的坏习惯，就可以说I want to change all the bad habits. 所以动词用的是 break a habit, 或者是 change a habit. 原来在 mall 里，从下星期开始有新的法律规定，公共场所都不能吸烟了。Pam 说 ,people can't smoke in public places starting next week. 句尾的 starting next week, 下个礼拜开始。是一个分词片语，用来说明时间。你可以多造句练习使用，比如说你毕业了，下个月开始都不必再到学校去了。怎么说呢？ I don't have to go to school starting next month. 如果讲话的时候为了要强调这个时间，其实也可以把这个时间的分词片语放在句子的一开头，比如 starting next month, I don't have to go to school.所以放在句首或者是句尾都是可以的。今天最后还要跟你来看一个很实用的句型。Pam 对 Amy 说 You don't spend as much money as you used to. 你不像以前那么花钱，或者是花钱那么多了。留意到句型 as you used to, 就是想像过去一样的意思。比如说 Tony 很懒，可是最近好像进步了，你就可以说 You are not as lazy as you used to. 而且他也不像以前那样每天都迟到了。You don't come in as late as you used to. 所以现在就请你按照这个句型找一个句子来试试看，这样才能熟悉真正的运用哦。OK, 今天就到这里，那希望明天再看到你。See you tomorrow!
Inspector English.
Hi, everyone. I'm Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English.
We're so glad you're here in this brand new year.
Yes, I'm excited because we will learn a lot together this year.
That's right.
So what's our first lesson for the new year?
Well, let's take a look.
Do you usually take a shower in the morning? Do you usually take a shower in the morning? Do you usually take a shower in the morning?
The English verb take is used in many ways in English.
Yes. Usually, when we use the verb take, we are talking about someone moving something with their hands.
Yes. For example, someone may take a book off a shelf or take a shirt out of his closet.
But what does take mean in the phrase take a shower?
Well, in English, we will often use the verb take with a noun to say that someone does an action or an activity. So when someone takes a shower, that means they shower.
Here are some other examples. I might take a break or take a rest when I'm tired.
Or if someone has time, they could take a walk or take a nap.
Do you understand?
I think you've got it.
Now, take what you've learned today and practice it.
And remember, if you have a question,
we have an answer.
This is Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English. Goodbye, everyone.
I'm trying to change.
I'm trying to change.
我正试着改变。
You are always late.
I know. Being late is a bad habit. I'm trying to change.
And you are always messy.
It's true. I'm trying to change.
And you waste time watching TV.
I know. I'm trying to change.
I hope so.
You always talk a lot about my bad habits. That's not very nice.
I know. I'm trying to change, too.
I'm trying to change.
I'm trying to change.
我正试着改变。
All right, friends, you are doing a great job today. Now it's time to practice what you have learned with a question. The question of the day is, what is one of your habits? Good question. What is one of your habits? I'm very curious. Emma, what is one of your habits?
What is one of my habits? Well, every morning I feed my dogs and then I feed myself. I do that every morning. Feed my dogs, then feed myself. That's one of my habits.
Oh, good. Well, that sounds like a pretty good habit because dogs need to eat and you need to eat. That's a pretty good habit. Well, friends, how will you answer this question? What is one of your habits? You can talk about a good one or a bad one. Try it today. Well, friends, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk in English at the Mall. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.